was any sort of entertainment laid on Netherhall Gardens? Was it some shelter, or was it just sort of a place where they went when the air raid warning?
Oh, well, we used to play cards, and that's all, really. Couldn't do much with candles.
Yes, she obviously has got a terrific organising ability, hasn't she? I mean, if it was only a matter of organisation, I think she would have actually been a lot more successful, yes. One other thing I want to ask you actually about was office sort of arrangements, because I think it was Mrs. Hunkins Hallinan told me that she had a lot of card index set up with a lot of newspaper clippings and things in.
Yes.
I think at Wimbledon, or certainly at her house. Do you remember that? And if so, what was it all about?
I don't remember the card indexes particularly. I remember the newspaper clippings, because it was difficult to get the paper read before she'd clip bits out of it.
Really? Quite different reasons from her mother.
That's right.
So she'd actually file them all away in drawers, sort of.
Yes.
Really, I hadn't realised that. And that would all be what in a, did she have a study in your house? Well, presumably not in all your houses. You certainly had one in the Myth.
We had one in the Myth, and don't remember anything yes, there was one in Cavendish Avenue in Finchley. The Elwood House, there was a great big desk they had, a knee-hole desk, which they had, each had one set of shelves, drawers, I mean. But there was always, and it was usually part of the dining room, there was always an area in the house that was a study, a workplace.
So anyway, you had the Times or Guardian or whatever, I presume the Guardian actually, because she wrote a bit in the Guardian.
Yes, she did.
And then it was what snipped up, was it sort of the next day or sort of that day, really?
That day, yes.
So you had to be quick.
I have to watch myself developing a tendency to do that too. Though fortunately it's nobody else wanting to read the paper. But I cut things out and then I wonder what on earth I did that for, you know. I'm not going to
do it quite a lot because I teach politics and so I need to, But my wife also cuts them out because she works in government office and so she needs things. But it is rather a pernicious habit.
Yeah. And the trouble is, when you die or when you move house, they all get chucked away regardless, because no one has time to go through all that.
quite. Did they have any recreations very much, either of them? And your father presumably... Well, did he have billiards in the later part of his life, or had he given that up, really?
No, he didn't think he ever really played billiards himself. He walked, he read, he gardened. And we all liked the theatre.
What, West End, or...?
Yes. Well, not necessarily West End. But we did go quite a lot. I was thinking about Mother and Humour and remembering the last thing I took them all to, or both to, was a drop of a hat.
Oh, yes.
And the thing before, remembered its name.
A review thing.
Yes, Cambridge, you know. Jonathan Miller.
Yes, Beyond the Fringe.
Beyond the Fringe, yes. Which they liked, enjoyed very much. Mine was a little bit surprised at Jonathan Miller suggesting people smelt their own armpits when they were alone in railway carriages, but but she laughed most of the time. And they both loved Drop of a Hat.
Yes, your mother liked the theatre even in the Glasgow days, I remember that. Because I remember Mrs. Blackman telling me that, you know, how they used to go to the theatre in Glasgow a lot, and she liked it, you know, and so on. Is Italy, has Mrs. Blackman died now?
I don't know. We have had a family rift.
I remember you told me. I just wondered if you happened to know. I don't think they've been able to make contact with her. I wondered.
Well, she would be.
She'd be quite old now, wouldn't she?
86 or so, I suppose.
Yes, she was rather depressed, actually. Well, he's not depressed, but I'll switch off on it. The person in the Fawcett Library had the impression I was wrong in saying, or quoting her as saying, that I ended my own schooling, or some such remark. That came from the memoirs, of course. Did you happen to know anything about that? I mean, how did her schooling actually end?
Well, I thought that it ended at whatever was the normal age for ending then, if you weren't going on to anything further.
Right.
That she was then apprenticed to a milliner.
Right, yes, yes, that also I think I'd missed out in some way. But she didn't sort of flounce out of school thing. Yeah. It was just the end of the period when one had schooling, yes. Well, I think I must adjust that, because it may either be my misunderstanding of what she'd said, or else that she was being dramatic again. I don't quite know. I must look that up again.
But she was very contemptuous of her schooling, but it must have had some satisfactory grounding.
Oh, surely, yes.
I mean, she was extremely literate. She was very fond of poetry.
She could write.
I don't remember her hesitating about grammar ever, or spelling, or anything like that. So the basics must have been adequate. And she was certainly better at arithmetic than I was.
Really, yes. She could write very trenchantly, I mean, too forcefully, really, actually. Maybe she wrote as she spoke. I mean, feeling.
Oh, yes, she was always saying she could stand people up against walls and shoot them. You can't imagine her ever even hitting anybody. So.
Anything else you'd like to emphasise? The kindness, hospitality side of things obviously needs to be brought out more.
Yes, she enjoyed hospitality.
What about the radio, for instance? Or, I suppose, television?
Television, it just came in at the tail end of OB. I mean, we didn't get one when they first came out. The first time we saw television as a family, we had tenants in the top flat who were Germans. And I've forgotten what it was, one of the pageants, you know, somebody being crowned or something. Mm-hmm. They asked us up to see it. And further up the road we were living in were two bomb sites. The room was decorated with Heinkels.
Really?
Has he been in the airport? I didn't know that. It was very tactless. I don't really think she got to feel, it's all right, it's not going to bite you. I know it's turning round. Why shouldn't it turn round?
Handsome cat, that, actually.
Yes, he's beautiful. I don't really think she got to feel at home with television. Radio, yes. Yes, we always listened to the Saturday night play. And some of the funny programmes she liked, Round the Horn, and
not the Goons, was it?
The Goons, no, she couldn't understand the Goons at all. And she didn't understand Itma either, but she quite enjoyed the Glums.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course she didn't approve of the way Mr. Glum treated his wife, but she enjoyed the F and Ron bits. But her taste in humour was really wit.
Yes, sharp quickness.
We used to go to all the Aldwych classes, Ben Travers and Tom Walls and Ralph Lynn.
I've heard of them.
You're too young to have seen them.
I wondered
why, because they were situation comedy with lots of innuendo, very tactfully expressed, but sexual innuendo. Which I wouldn't have thought appealed to her, but they were superbly done, and their timing as comedians was excellent, that group. And Yvonne Arno was delicious, of course. And the women always came up on top. They usually started either being cheated or dominated or something, but they did always come out on top, looking back.
But your mother didn't garden.
Yes, she did. She gave it up fairly early, but she did a lot of gardening in her youth. I don't remember in the garden much, truly, after we came down here. Father, yes, but not mother.
She must have been proud of your educational activities, wouldn't you? I mean, to begin with, to get to NLCS was quite something, wasn't it? And then to do as well as you did, surely?
I wasn't as well as I should have done, being their really? Daughter. Gracious me, no. No.
Did you feel they pushed you then, or she pushed you more than...
Well, they expected more than I could deliver.
Mm.
I was nearly always top in English and top or second in history, and I thought that was good enough for anybody. About middle in geography and quite high in scripture, because it was mostly taught as history in our school. But the rest came tumbling down to arithmetic, which I once managed to get 28 out of 100 for an exam. My father didn't speak to me for a week. But it was never good enough.
Mm. They were really, presumably this sort of self-education thing stuck with them all through their lives, did it? And were they always trying to educate themselves, do you think, and improve themselves?
Yes, I think so. And you see, I was having the opportunities that they hadn't had, and I wasn't taking the fullest advantage of them. Being their daughter, I must be capable of coming top in everything.
So would your mother, or your father for that matter, would they be constantly breaking into new territories, so to speak, intellectually, or would they be reading books on new things? Would that still stick with them later in life?
Not towards the very end. Father really only read thrillers for the last 10 years of his life, I think. But he read a lot of philosophy and all this time theory stuff he read.
Oh, really? None?
Yes. And Bertrand Russell's mathematical books he was very fond of.
Really?
And some other mathematical books which are utterly beyond me. Mm. I mean, I couldn't even understand the title, let alone the book. Mother read quite a few thrillers and biographies.
Really? So really, there's quite a lot of serious reading going on as well.
Oh, yes.
Which must have helped you with your English and history.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you must owe something to that. You breathe that sort of thing in, don't you, really? That's tremendously helpful. Let me switch off and...
But then he did some kind of ambulance work before he did he became the controller of fuel. But I don't think that was a substitute for military service.
What about the Second World War? He's much too old, of course.
He was a fire watcher.
Was he? And presumably your mother and father are both pretty fervently patriotic in the Second World War. I mean, everybody was, really, weren't they? I mean, it was rather difficult to be a pacifist at that time.
Yes, well, I mean, we had all been saying something must be done to stop this man for years, like Churchill.
Yes,
the
yes,
only
quite.
Time we were with Churchill.
Yes, right. Yes, the LCC we've discussed. Well, your father, how did he die, in fact, then?
How he had an aortic aneurysm. We were on holiday in Scotland at the time. It was rather traumatic all around.
Really?
Yeah. But it only took 3 days, whereas mother had 18 months of knowing and 6 months of hell, so
really?
His was preferable.
Mm. But you immediately noticed the effect on your mother as well.
She was marvellous during the week that, you know, while he was in hospital and we suspected he was dying, and she was wonderful when he did die. We got to the hospital in time. They rang us at the hotel and said, "You better come up." And she talked to him all the time. He couldn't speak, but he held his one hand out to each of us when we arrived, and she talked to him all the time. I just sat there and clutched his hand and wept.
Mm.
Couldn't say anything.
Mm.
But after the funeral and after we came home, she just sort of collapsed.
Mm. Well, let's leave her there. Why, really? I mean, because she's frightened of hurting people generally, or because she's looking for reasons for blaming herself.
Yes, I think that.
For things.
I think that.
Really? So you were constantly having to say, you know, it doesn't matter, something, don't worry.
Yes.
There's no harm done. Yes. Mm. So I think I'm sort this guilt thing out, because the concern they have for your education.
Well, start first with what I think is the first thing. Never at any time did I have the slightest doubt that I was loved and wanted. And having been a professional social worker, I mean, I've met so many results of people who didn't know they were loved and wanted, and
quite
the things that happened to them. And considering that I wasn't, in fact, wanted before I arrived, at least by mother, I think father always wanted the child. Well, that's quite something, I think. And then there was consistency of care, I mean, complete care physically, and the provision of all possible mental stimulus. I mean, I wasn't pushed as a small child, but there were things there to interest me in, books and pictures and music and people willing to listen and people willing to talk all the time.
Yes.
Lots of stimulation.
That's incidental in a way, isn't it? I mean, I'm not trying to, in any sense, criticise your parents, but that's the way they lived, isn't it? And you're
that's
in
the
that
way
milieu.
They lived, yes, but they also took great care to get things that would be likely to interest me.
Really, did they?
House. Oh, yes.
Did they? Mm. Like what, actually?
Like children's books and toys, and once it became toys, they took care to get the sort of toys that were stimulating and interesting and not the sort of things that you wound up and lost interest in half an hour.
Yes.
And there were always children's books or books that children could read and pictures that children would like around, not specifically put there for me, but there for me to find. And of course in the process I found adult books as well as I began to be able to read them.
What about homework, for instance?
Oh, homework had to be done, of course. As soon as you had had your tea, homework had to be done.
Was there any trouble about that? were you well disciplined on homework matters?
Yes. Actually, I enjoyed the work aspect of school better than any other aspect of it, so that I don't really think I found it too much of a chore, except the subjects I wasn't much good at. But they had to be done. Help was available if I asked for it.
Would they talk to you about your schoolwork very much? I mean, did they say, you know, or did your mother say, you know, what play are you reading this week?
Oh, yes. And I would respond about the subjects I was interested in. But I'm sure that I did what all children did. What did you do today? Nothing. What did you learn today? Nothing. I mean, sometimes you want your parents to jolly well keep out, don't you?
Oh, quite, yes. Now that's well worth saying, because as you say, both of them had a very difficult, well,
very
your mother
difficult
had a
very difficult time.
Well, both of them had a very difficult time.
And my father had a totally neglected childhood, you see. I mean, his father was completely uninterested in his children and took no notice of them except when they were reported as having done something wrong when he beat them.
What do you think your father had in common with your mother's mother? I mean, why did they communicate like that?
Well, they were both gentle. I mean, my father had a capacity for doing things that could be cruel, but he was basically a gentle person, and so was she. Mm. And she, after all, had capacities for doing things that could be cruel, didn't she?
Yes, though unintentionally,
yes.
I'm sure.
I think she amused him very much. And probably she liked him, and he responded to it. And he would have been sorry for her.
Yes, yes, yes. What do you feel you owe to your mother specifically? I mean, my hunch is, and you must correct me if I'm wrong, that, well, maybe this is wrong, but you give the impression of being more attached to your father than to your mother. There's a sort of fellow feeling between you and your father. In a way, ganged up against her, or at least in self-protection, perhaps, in a certain sense.
Yes, I think we were very much more alike than I was to her, although I think Oscar Wilde may have been right. I am growing more like her as I grow older.
Really?
Hmm.
In what way?
Well, perhaps I recognise traits of hers in myself, and I recognise things I say as things she might have said.
Mm. Mm.
But temperamentally, I am much more like my father.
Yes.
But I don't think that really I loved one of them more than the other. I was much more upset by his death, but then he was fit and healthy, apparently, and working still part-time. And he died like that, and it was a terrible shock and a wrench, whereas she, one could only wish that she had died more quickly.
Quite,
so
yes, yes.
The upsetness came before she died.
Yes, yes. But what would you say, if you're trying to analyse yourself, what do you owe to her? I mean, you yourself mentioned the honesty, the directness with which you talk about her, for instance.
Yes.
And that you think is partly her, do you?
Yes. Really, that came from them both. I mean, they both valued honesty, and they both tried to be honest with each other and with me, and she was very successfully honest with other people, or unsuccessful, according to how you look at it. But I suppose it may have come more from her, since children spend more time with their mothers.
Yes, yes.
And imbibe that sort of thing, presumably, principally from their mothers. And if you go on developing the same way from infancy.
Right. But when you say you always felt there was care, so to speak, in the family for you, does that mean say you were never parked out or, you know, looked after by other people so that your mother could get on with her?
Oh, yes, we had housekeepers who looked after me. I went to school at 3 to a kindergarten. Which I loved. I wanted to go on Saturdays and Sundays as well. But I think that was probably because I didn't have any companionship of my own age at that time. Got very tired of companionship of my own age later on. Yes. I didn't see that, because one hasn't got anything to compare it with. I didn't see that as being parked out at all. That was just part of life.
Anyway, it was
and
quite
they
common,
came home before I went to bed, and it was lovely when they came home.
Another thing I've meant to ask you was about newspapers. What newspapers did you take in the house? It was The Guardian, was it?
I think The Guardian was always there. The Herald, while it existed, the News Chronicle, while it existed, Reynolds, while it existed.
Really?
And then after they all disappeared, the Times and the Guardian.
So there's quite a lot of high-power media around.
Mm.
Sorry, I didn't mean to sort of